got some money to spend tonight.
Well, what a difference a week makes. Last week when we were hosting Jonathan Toma with Peak Radar, we were not looking at the possibility of restaurants being allowed to have people sit down for dining inside their restaurants. This week, you can do that, though, with many restrictions in place and reservations likely needed for any way you want to go. But Jonathan, it's not just dining options that are opening up. You've got some other options that we have for entertainment. Tell us what you got.
Yeah, good morning, Mike and Shannon, and looking forward to all sorts of yummy grub at various local restaurants as we start to reopen in some capacity anyway. And while that's happening, you know, many of the events, you know, the big gatherings are still, you know, off the table. So peakradar.com/virtual has several ways to still connect with the community, and I'm going to highlight five very quickly this morning. We'll start with the Colorado Springs Philharmonic, who has partnered actually with KCME Radio to present a series called From the Vault, where they will be every Monday through Friday, so tonight at 7, and every weekday at 7, they'll present a performance from throughout the past 10 years of Colorado Springs Philharmonic performances. So if you're a fan of KCME and the Philharmonic, a good opportunity to check out some music on the radio in the evening during the week. Next Friday is would be regular First Friday, but it's still going to be likely mostly virtual, with a few galleries that'll be open with restrictions come next Friday. But I wanted to mention Academy Art and Frame's virtual gallery that they have, which is that store is up off of Academy on Academy Road, and they have a whole YouTube page that they have created to share the different talent of the artists that they have in their gallery. So you can see videos that feature obviously art, but also information about the gallery, the framing, and the frame shop that they have, and other upcoming exhibits that are happening. One local artist has created a virtual collaborative art experience called We Are In It Together, where they sent out a call for different pieces of art to come from different folks to turn into this We Are In It Together overall project. So you can see a video about the project, the background, and where it ended up with all this different artist input from local folks. And then two more. Concrete Couch, local organization, has all sorts of virtual classes, and those are every weekday at 3 p.m., where they will have all sorts of maker classes or materials classes, building classes, cooking classes, yoga classes. Concrete Couch does a little bit of everything, and so you can check out those classes as part of peakradar.com/virtual. And then finally, Ladyfingers Letterpress has virtual hand lettering tutorials that you can check out. So if the time here in Safer at Home has got you thinking about writing more cards or letters and you want to do it a little fancier, Ladyfingers Letterpress has some virtual videos that will allow you to increase your penmanship to levels that have not been seen before.
Up your penmanship game. Love it.
Yeah, right, absolutely, which is in itself a form of art. There are several options as we hopefully get, you know, steady progress, right, with restaurants and then maybe small events and small galleries. We can keep moving forward. But for now, peakradar.com/virtual is the place to be and explore until we can do all of those things.
Those all sound fun.
They do. And Jonathan, we can't, you know, this is an evolving situation. Like you say, we're trying to get back to normal, but like the Pikes Peak Ascent canceled, it's beginning to feel like a lot of things this year are just going to be virtual or canceled. And, you know, a lot of people that I'm talking to and with seem like we're refocusing on 2021 now.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a different summer. And I think even some events that are scheduled for the fall or early fall, like the Ascent, are going to be adjusted, right? And we're going to have to find different ways. But we're creative, so I think we'll be able to find ways to still connect, even if we have to wait for some of the in-person stuff until next year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you think arts organizations are planning for what happens if we go into shutdown mode again later on? I mean, is this something that, I mean, they're sitting around brainstorming how we can up our offering our offerings and what we're doing and develop a strategy, because it seems like some arts organizations have found really new ways to thrive in a different way and maybe reach new audiences.
Yeah, the arts community is always brainstorming, Shannon. That's a big part of the community itself. But you're absolutely right that creating these new ways for folks to interact with local arts organizations and them to reach folks in new ways that they've tried, it may very well become some of what they do down the road, and hopefully, right, because you have to reach people where they're at, whether it's in person in the gallery or in the theater or on their Facebook page. And so, yeah, I think there's cautious optimism, probably, I think, like most of us. But these methods that have been established to reach people during this time can certainly be used and leveraged in new ways if something else comes around again, or just in the future as an additional way to connect people to arts and culture locally.
Yeah, exactly. And, there is some good to this as far as, we're getting creative. So if bad weather comes in and a big event, we can maybe move quickly to a virtual setting. So again, there is some positive to this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think of the Philharmonic and the sort of the adjusted 4th of July, right? If it starts to rain and the band, you can't play in the rain, but they're going to be on the radio this year as part of the 4th of July from your porch. People can hunker down if needed and still get some patriotic music from the Philharmonic. So, yeah, all sorts of ways to adapt and make the best of this time as we can.
Okay, well, you've certainly given us some great ideas for the weekend, and that coupled with takeout food maybe, or being able to sit down in your favorite restaurant, all add up to a fantastic weekend. Jonathan Toma with Peak Radar, and you can go to peakradar.com/virtual for all the latest offerings. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Happy weekend.
You too. 8:43.